Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 558 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Gideon, who has an awesome accent, by the way. But before that, I do want to just mention that if you haven't yet picked up my new book, Will It Fly, please go ahead and check it out. Go to willitflybook.com. Over 16,000 people have it in their hands and have been reading it, and I'm so happy about that. It became a Wall Street Journal bestseller, and I'm just so excited to share it with the world because I know it can help a lot of people. It already has, so I want you to check it out, willitflybook.com. That's the place to go. Thank you so much for all your support for it. Okay, here's today's question from Gideon.
Hey, Pat. My name is Gideon Hanekom, and I have a blog at gideonhanekom.com. Firstly, I just wanted to say I really relate to your story, and I love the fact that you're a family man, as I am one too. I love serving people, and I aim to add valuable content to my blog on a daily basis, so I've got no issue coming up with good stuff that can really add value to people's lives, and I'm willing to work hard, and I am working hard to make it happen consistently. But my question is, however, how can I get paid for the work I'm putting in right now? I don't want to be famous or earn millions and millions of dollars. I would, however, just want to make enough return for my work or the work I'm putting in right now, so it will free me up to do the things I love, and like spending time with my family and train and exercise. And so after researching the top 50 earning blogs, it seems that it's either those people who teach about making money online that actually make money online, or those with very familiar brand names like Huffington Post or Tony Robbins as an example, which kind of makes me wonder if using my own name was a good idea to start with. So my question is, can one make some income from serving people outside of those so-called money-making niches? And could this be profitable? What is confusing though is that many gurus have, you know, they all say different things, and it's kind of confusing. So I'm putting in the hard work right now, but it just feels like there's a lot of holes in my water tank and more water is flowing out than flowing in, if you know what I mean. So how would I go about it if I want to turn these things around? Any suggestions would be appreciated. Thanks. Cheers. Bye.
Hey, Gideon, thank you so much for the question. It sounds like you're on a roll. You're doing some good stuff and you're putting in the hard work. And I love that. That's the first step. You need to put in the hard work, of course. But of course, you want to get paid for that work that you do too, which I'm glad you're asking this question, because I feel like there's a lot of people out there who are blogging and podcasting who are putting in a lot of hours, and you know, they're not necessarily seeing the return on it. And there's a lot of facets to that, of course. And so I would recommend actually starting to listen to episode 192, 193, and 194 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. You can find the first one, 192, at smartpassiveincome.com/session192. And I recommend those because those will give you some insight on what you can do to generate an income online and the different requirements for doing that and different types of passive income that you could generate online and what goes along with each, how to get started, what's available to you and what tools can help you and all those sorts of things. So again, smartpassiveincome.com/session192. There are a number of other ways that you could get paid as well for the hard work that you're doing. And if you're serving an audience, you should be getting paid for that work. It's just a matter of giving those people an opportunity to pay you back. So 192, 193, and 194, that's by far the best thing that's going to help you. But I'm going to go over a few things right now that can also help you. I don't know what your business is. I don't exactly know what type it is or how you serve your audience. But like I said, if you're serving an audience and you're helping them and you're providing value, then it's just a matter of allowing your audience to give you a return for that in one way, shape, or form. And there's lots of different ways to do that. There is affiliate marketing, for example, which might be the quickest and easiest way for you to get set up because you can promote and recommend products that you use and that are great that can also continue to serve your audience and get paid every time somebody makes a purchase. So working with a company and having them set up an affiliate link for you, that's how it would go about it. And of course, in those episodes that I talked about earlier, I go in detail about that there. But affiliate marketing would be a great solution for you to start out with, and I recommend more people do it actually because it's pretty low-hanging fruit actually. There are a lot of great companies out there who create things that we can't create ourselves, and it's still beneficial for our audience, and we could get paid for sharing those things with them. Affiliate marketing is great because you don't have to create those products, but that is the best thing you could do is spend time to create your own stuff. Now, how do you know what to create? Well, you want to make sure that you know what the biggest struggles are of your audience. So you could survey your audience, ask them that question in an email or even on your blog. Just what do they need help with? And the one that they need the most help with, you can create a product or a solution for it. You can get paid up front for that as well. That's why I recommend Will It Fly at the beginning of this particular episode, because that shows you how you can validate these ideas before you spend all that time on them. And then see if it's actually going to work. You can see if it's going to work beforehand by taking a small sample size of your audience and testing this product idea by actually having them pay for it. And that's, again, before you actually build the thing. And the reason that's important is because sometimes you share with your audience this thing you're working on and people are excited about it and they enjoy it, but when it comes time to pay, they just don't end up paying. You need to make sure that you're going to have paying customers at the other end because, again, the whole point is you need to get paid for the hard work that you're doing. So you need to make sure that you're giving these avenues that make sense with the particular audience that you've built. So that's how you could do it. So the book, Will It Fly, will show you how to do that step by step throughout the entire process. So I highly recommend that. Now, depending on the relationship that you have with the audience, there's other ways that you could generate an income. You could hook up with a company called Patreon, for example, Patreon. And that's an amazing company that has allowed audiences to support their favorites, podcasts, video celebrities, not even celebrities really, but just, you know, in your own world that you become this resource for, you can have your audience pledge to pay you every time you come out with a new piece of content. And it's just like a dollar, sometimes up to more than that. But if you imagine 1,000 people paying you a dollar, for example, every time you come out with a new podcast episode every week, I mean, that's $50, $52 out of somebody's pocket per year. But if you have 1,000 people doing that, that's $52,000, if I did my math correctly there. So that's pretty amazing that can be done. And Patreon is a platform that allows you to collect those fees and get payouts and stuff like that. I've interviewed the founder and also a user, Tom Merrill, who is making thousands of dollars for every podcast episode that he comes out with. And it's a cool way to do it without actually putting advertisements in front of your audience. That's another thing that you could do, depending on the traffic that you have or the relationship and the strength of that rapport that you have with your audience. You know, other companies want to get in front of that, and you can make money through advertising, and that's another way that you could do it. Another way that you could generate an income if you want to start, and this is become probably one of the easiest solutions for people, is you start freelancing. You know, you're talking about these things that you're helping people do. Well, you can actually help people do them in other ways. You can give people access to you and your knowledge and your brain and your work and your services, and you could start collecting an income that way. No, it's not passive income, not at all, but you are generating an income and building a relationship. And also you could productize those services as well by hiring a team to help do some of those things, depending on, again, I don't know what your business model is or what it is exactly that you do to serve, but there are potentially ways to do that too. So Gideon, I hope this at least gets your gears going in your brain and gives you some ideas. And again, I would recommend smartpassiveincome.com/session192 to start out with. That's the first of three episodes in a three-part series about all the different types of ways that you could generate an income online and what goes along with each. And I would also recommend my book, willitflybook.com. Gideon, if you hear this and you haven't picked up my book yet, shoot me an email. I want to send you a copy. I'll just send it to you, or I can gift you the Kindle version or whatever. I just want to get that in your hands because I think that's going to really help you. So just shoot me an email, pat@smartpassiveincome.com, and I'd be happy to gift that to you. And also, we're going to give you a t-shirt just because we give a t-shirt to everybody whose question gets featured here on the show. We've sent over 557 t-shirts. So you're the 558th person that has gotten a t-shirt. Actually, there's more than that, because some have like a family member that they're working with, and I hook them up with too. But anyway, getting off topic here. Gideon, thank you so much for your question today. I appreciate it. Shoot me an email, pat@smartpassiveincome.com. We'll hook that up for you. And for anybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button and ask away. And I also want to thank you again for all of you who have supported Will It Fly, my piece of work that I've been working on for over a year last year. And it's just so great to see it in people's hands now. You know, I'm meeting with people in San Diego. Sometimes I go to coffee and they're bringing their books with them and they have me sign them. It's such a trippy thing. Like, I'll never get used to how awesome the feeling is, because it's just amazing. And, you know, everybody has a different story, and I realize that. So I'm very thankful every time somebody mentions the book and how much it's helped them. And if you haven't picked it up yet, I know it can help you too. So go to willitflybook.com. You can check it out right there. And as always, I'd like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from George Bernard Shaw. He said, "Success does not consist in never making mistakes, but in never making the same one a second time." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.